Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Marty Callahan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Aldridge. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Vic Aldridge. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Fournier. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Spex Topperser. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Ansmith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jeff Pfeffer. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Jeff Pfeffer. And now, play ball. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats takes first base on ball four. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Stats goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hollocker scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes bunts towards first. Fournier scoops it up and throws to first, with Hornsby covering, for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. Marty Callahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callahan hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Topperser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier bunts in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fournier moves to second. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Farrell fields it and throws to third for the out. Stock moves to second. Two outs. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Lou North now pitching. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Fournier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser misplays the ball. That's an error on Topperser. Krug moves to second. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser fields it and throws to second for the out. Krug moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stats. The throw from Ansmith and he is safe. Stats steals second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hollocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krug scores. Stats scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Ansmith and he is out, Hornsby applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a line drive to right center field. That will be extra bases. Callahan and Stats chase after the ball. Stats fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stats. McHenry goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Cubs. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Topperser moves to third. One out. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Lou North. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aldridge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Sid Benton now pitching. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kelleher takes first base on ball 4. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 0 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Kelleher moves to second. Bill Bailey now pitching. Bernie Freiberg pinch hits for Marty Callahan. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is called out on strikes. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kelleher moves to third. Grimes moves to second. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards short. Topperser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bernie Freiberg now playing right field. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0-for-1 in the game. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hornsby moves to second. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McHenry hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Aldridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Aldridge bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. O'Farrell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stats hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bailey catches it and throws to second to double up O'Farrell. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hollocker bunts towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Topperser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Topperser reaches second base with a double. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-1 in the game. Ansmith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Topperser moves to third. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. Topperser scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Cubs. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fournier hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a fly ball into right field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kelleher strikes out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McHenry. Freiberg reaches second base with a double. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote bunts towards the mound. Aldridge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aldridge. Hornsby moves to third. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hornsby scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Spex Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett pinch hits for Vic Aldridge. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Hartnett reaches second base with a double. O'Farrell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hartnett moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Hartnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Cubs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Eddie Ansmith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ansmith is 0-for-2 in the game. Ansmith takes first base on ball 4. Les Mann pinch runs for Eddie Ansmith. Bert Schotten pinch hits for Bill Bailey. Bert Schotten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schotten hits a line drive towards first. Grimes catches it and steps on first to double up Mann. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Krug scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Vern Clemens now catching. Marv Goodwin now pitching. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freiberg bunts towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to second with Topperser covering, to double up Grimes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vernier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. O'Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Krug moves to second. Buck Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to third for the out. O'Farrell moves to second. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Goodwin. O'Farrell moves to third. Freeman moves to second. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to home to get O'Farrell. Freeman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hollocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McHenry hits a line drive into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Topperser is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Freiberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Clemens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Marv Goodwin. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fernier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Krug settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Stock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stock for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.